Introduction. The Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F, system is the Army's primary investment in soldier readiness and lethality. It seeks to optimize physical and non-physical performance, reduce injury rates, and improve rehabilitation after injury, ultimately increasing the overall readiness of the total Army. The system empowers and equips soldiers to take charge of their health, fitness, and well-being to optimize individual performance while preventing injury and disease. H2F is an enterprise-wide readiness system that combines all aspects of physical and non-physical human performance optimization under a single governance structure to enable commanders, CDRs, to improve soldier health and fitness. This system encompasses five domains. 1. Mental readiness. The ability to meet the mental demands of combat or duty position. 2. Sleep readiness. The ability to implement the requisite sleep principles and behaviors to support optimal brain function. 3. Nutritional readiness. The ability to recognize, select, and consume the requisite food and drink to meet the physical and non-physical demands of any duty or combat. 4. Spiritual readiness. The development of personal qualities needed to sustain a person in times of stress, hardship, and tragedy. 5. Physical readiness. The ability to meet the physical demands of any duty or combat and accomplish the mission. Winning matters, and people are my number one priority. People are our soldiers, regular Army, National Guard, and Reserve, their families, civilians, and soldiers for life, retirees, and veterans. We win through our people, and people will drive success in our readiness, modernization, and reform priorities. We must take care of our people. General James McConville, 40th Chief of Staff, Army, Army People Strategy, 24 October 2019. The H2F system is built on the foundation of evidence-based best practices from the United States Special Operations Command, USSOCOM, Preservation of the Force and Family, POTFF, Task Force, United States Army Special Operations Command, USASOC, Tactical Human Optimization, Rapid Rehabilitation and Reconditioning, THOR 3 Program, and the 75th Ranger Regiment Ranger Athlete Warrior, RAW, program's success over the last 10 years. This model of using expert performance personnel, far-forward medical care, and performance training approaches originated in elite sport, and the H2F performance teams, HPTs, structure, mirrors those found in collegiate, professional, and elite sports organizations. In fact, many of the leaders currently working in H2F have previous experience working in these environments. In fiscal year, FY 2021, the Army established 28 brigade-level HPTs. Initial conditions were set in the fourth quarter, Q4, of FY 2020, with the arrival of military personnel. Over the course of Q1 FY 2021, H2F civilians, GS, and contract began arriving at resourced brigades, BDEs, according to the fielding schedule, and reached 80% fill in June 2022. H2F team members have made rapid improvements to soldiers' lives. Because they are embedded in the units they serve, they have been in position to immediately respond during crises like medical emergencies and self-harm. Furthermore, despite challenges during COVID-19, including lack of facility access, delays in equipment arrival, and other barriers, HPTs established numerous interdisciplinary programs targeting individual BDE requirements based on internal needs assessments. Strong command emphasis on H2F programming increased tactical momentum and consolidated gains within resourced BDEs, leading to increased competition and sharing between H2F units and garnering interest from non-resourced units. To ensure that H2F is a cohesive, effective, and recognizable system across the Army, United States Army Center for Initial Military Training, CIMT, established the H2F Integration Team, HIT, in the spring of 2020. The HIT was created to replicate the subject matter experts, SMEs, within the HPTs. The HIT consists of a program director, PD, team integration lead, BDE command surgeon, chaplain, CH, athletic trainer, AT, cognitive performance specialist, CPS, occupational therapist, OT, physical therapist, PT, registered dietitian, RD, and strength and conditioning coach, SCC. These SMEs work at the institutional level and manage the development, organization, and operation of the H2F system. The HIT coordinated integrative workshops with the 28 FY 2021 H2F resourced BDEs during FY 2022. The initial intent was to provide training and onboarding of the HPTs through integrative workshops. Because of the evolution of the H2F system, the HIT realized that the intent of the integrative workshops should revolve around collecting lessons learned and potential best practices from these established HPTs. For a year, the HIT observed H2F at the BDE echelon, identified implementation challenges, facilitated interdisciplinary collaboration, provided feedback and support, gathered possible best practices, analyzed lessons learned, and listened to vignettes of personal success stories. In addition to the HPT, HIT had routine engagements that included commanding generals, CGs, and associated general staff leads, resourced BDE leadership, medical treatment facility leadership, CHs, ready and resilient, R2, staff, Army Morale, Welfare and Recreation, MWR, staff, and Army Wellness Center, AWC, staff. Establish the following goals for integration team visits. Observe various approaches to H2F integration at the BDE echelon. Assess processes to determine efficacy. Facilitate interdisciplinary and HPT collaboration. Identify barriers to HPT implementation. Provide feedback and support to reduce the obstacles and facilitate success. Analyze lessons learned for future guidance. Gather success stories and demonstrate the positive effect of the H2F system. Identify and promulgate best practices